Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be continuing our series of shiurim on the topic of Talmudic methodology based on the Sefer Hamidus L'Cheker HaAlacha by Hagaon Rabbi Moshe Avigdor Amiel Zecher Tzadik L'Vracha. And this shiur should be a zchus for Refuah Shleima for the young baby Avital Bas Miriam. Today I was standing on Shderot Herzl and the car stops for me. And he says, "Lana Taratzelin Soa." I wasn't trying to get a hitch, but he stopped. And I told him, and he took me part of the way. And he was telling me that his daughter was sick, his baby daughter, Avital Bas Miriam. She has very strong lung infection, so she should have Refuah Shleima. This learning should be a schus for her. We're going to start on page Ayin Tes of the Sefer, if you have the Sefer, and we're talking about Shtei Sibos. That's the Mida we're discussing today. We had already one shiur on Shtei Sibos on two reasons, and this is going to be the second shiur. And in this time, in this Mida, which is what Rav Amiel calls the logical constructs, the Svara, where he shows how various Svaras express themselves throughout Sugyas and Shas and Rishonim and Achronim. So this Svara, this Mida, is Shtei Sibos, the interaction between two different reasons. So it says that if one shechts a carbon pesach al hachometz while owning chometz, he shechts the carbon pesach, he's over in a los aseh. It also says that if one shechts kachim b'machshav es pigel, with a machshava to eat these kachim, michutz lezmano, he's also over in a los aseh. The difference is that Hashochet is a Pesach al Chometz, he gets Malkus. And Hashochet Kochim b'machshev is Pigel, he doesn't get Malkus, even though both of them are losses, says. If you hold, like it says in Zvachim Chavtes on the base, that Lav Shein Bo Maisa Ein Loiken Olav, you don't get Malkus for Shechting Kochim b'machshev is Pigel. And L'choiro, what's the difference? In both of these cases, there are two reasons, there are Shtei Sibos. One is a maisa, and one is not a maisa, one is a machshava. One shechts while owning Pesach, one shechts the Pesach while owning chametz, so the shechita is a maisa, and the owning chametz is, it's not a maisa, it's not a machshava, but it's not a maisa. It's just another reason, there are two reasons why he's chayv malchus, that he shechted Pesach, the Pesach, while owning chametz. So that is called a Shtei Sibos, because those are the two reasons why he's Chayv Malkus, because he shechted the Pesach while owning Chametz. And for that he gets Malkus, because he did a Maisa, the shechting of the Pesach. So why is that any different from the case of shechting Kochim, the Machsheves Pigel? There's also a Maisa of Shechita, and it goes along with a non-Maisa, it goes along with the Machshava of Pigel. But yet there we say he doesn't get Malkus. And the question is, Farvos Nisht, why not? Why does he not get Malkus? Just like in Shochet Es HaPesach HaLechomitz, he gets Malkus because of the Maisa Shechita. Why, according to the Mandam, Rav Lav Shein Bo Maisa Ein Lokan Lav, does he not get Malkus for Shechting B'machshev Es Pigel? There he also did a Maisa. He Shechted B'machshev Es Pigel. That's a Maisa Shechting. However, the difference is expressed in the Torah itself. When you Shecht Pesach HaLechomitz, the Pasuk says, Lo Yisishchat Al-Chomitz Dam Zivchi. So there, the Torah emphasizes the shechita, the maisa, loisishchat al chometz dam zivchi. And in the second case, the machshev es pigel, it says in the Torah, hamakriv oso lo yechashev. In other words, here the ikar is the machshava. So in both cases, there's really only one siba for the Isser. And the other Siba is a Bishas. In other words, when you shech the Pesach al Chometz, the Aveir is the Shechita, and owning the Chometz is Bishas. In other words, at the time that you own Chometz, you're not allowed to shech. There's an Isser Shechita. And therefore the Torah emphasizes, Loi Sishchat, don't shech. Al Chometz, Dam Zivchi, in other words, the Isser is the Maisa HaShechita, and don't do it while owning chametz, but the emphasis is on the maisa hashchita. So there a person gets malchus because it's a lav sheyesh bo maisa. pigol is just the opposite. The ikar aveira is b'machshava, b'machshav is pigol. And that's the only reason for the aveira. And the avoida, the shchiter, the other avoidas, is only a b'shas, that b'shas aveida, you're not allowed to think machshav is pigol. And therefore the Torah, the emphasis on the Torah, is on lo yecha shev. Is on the machshava. And therefore there's not going to be malchus, since here the isser is b'machshava, and not b'maisa. The maisa is just a b'shas. B'shas, that you have this machshava of pigol, don't do a maisa. But the isser is the machshava. So therefore, the shchita alachometz is going to be a lav sheyesh bo maisa. And shchita b'machshav is pigol is going to be a lav sheyesh bo maisa. Because shchita alachometz, the ikar isser is the shchita, and the owning chometz is just a b'shas. Don't shech b'shas, you own chometz. And the machshav is pigol. The ikar isser is the machshava v'yazoi shteit and pusik lo yechashev. And don't have this pasul machshava b'shas that you're makriv of the carbon. But the ikar is the machshava. So here we have another type of shtei sibos, which he talks a lot about in this chapter. This is already Ost HaZayin. We already had one shir, and we didn't even do all of the various expressions of shtei sibos. Akopanim. Here we see that one siva is the goyrein, and the second siva comes as a b'shas to show you this man achiv. However, sometimes the two sivas, one is the maisa, one is the ikar aveira, and the other is b'shas, and sometimes one siva is machshir the siva ha'ikaris. What would be an example of where the siva is machshir the siva ha'ikaris? Siva A is machshir, prepares the way, paves the way for Siba B. So it's well known, the sheet of the Rambam, that even though the Etzem Halav is a lav she'ein bo maisa, if the Avera comes through a maisa, a person gets Malkus. And therefore the Rambam paskins in the first parak of Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, that if somebody buys Chametz on Pesach, or he caused dough to become Chametz b'yadayim, he gets Malkus because it's a lav of Baal Yeroi. So even though Baal Yeroi, you could do without a maisa, it's a lav she'ein bo maisa, but here he did the Baal Yeroi with a maisa, he bought Chametz, or he was Mechametz the Chametz, the Isa b'yadayim. So that's one example. Another example is a Nazir Tohor. As we learn in Hilchos Nazirus, the Rambam says that if you have a Nazir Tohor that was Metame himself b'mezid, so he gets Malkus because of the lav of Baal Ta'acher, because he's not going to be bringing his karbanos for Tara of the Nazir on time. So he gets Malkus for Baal Ta'acher. And we also have a Yerushalmi in the third parak of Shavuos, that if a person swears that he's going to eat this loaf of bread today and he throws it into the sea, so he gets Malkus, even though this could be a lav she'ein bo maisa, because he's not going to be eating the kikar that he said he was going to eat, but since he threw it in the sea, he did a maisa, so for that he gets Malkus. So in all these cases, you see that the lav, it could be a lav she'ein bo maisa, but since it came al yedei maisa, the person gets Malkus, either because he bought chametz, or because he was metame himself and he can't bring his karbanos on time, so he's over in the lav of Baal Ta'acher, or because he throws the loaf of bread in the sea that he swore he was going to eat. So in these cases, the person's getting malchus. Why? We said before that if you have a siva, that's only a b'shas. So that b'shas doesn't give you malchus. When you shechted the carbon with the machshev is pigol, so since the ikra aveiru is the machshava, so the b'shas of you had the machshava at the time you were doing the shchita, that b'shas hashchita doesn't give the malchus. So why here in these cases where the ikar siba is not, the ikar siba is not that you bought the chametz, the ikar siba is that you own the chametz, which is ein bo maisa. There, the ikar siba is that the nazir is not bringing his karbanos on time. It's not that because he was metame himself. The ikar siba is that he's not going to be eating this loaf of bread that he swore he was going to eat. Not the maisa that he threw it into the sea. But in all these cases, he still gets malchus because of the maisa. Why? The answer is, even though, again, the maisa is not the ikar. The ikar reason he's getting malchus is a different reason. And the explanation is that in these cases, even though the maisa comes b'tor siba hechsheris, like the mashal with the kinyan in Pesach, the etzem haver is the bal yeroi, it's a lav shein bo maisa, but sof the kinyan was machshir the bal yeroi. So a siba hechsheris will give you malchus. A b'shas you do it b'shas a ma'isa, but the ikar lav is not a ma'isa, so you're not getting malchus. But if there's a ma'isa and a siba hechsheris, like buying chametz is a siba hechsheris, it's not a b'shas, like the machshev is pigel, but it's machshir you to own chametz. So for that, a person gets malchus. V'chein the tumah of a nazir with respect to baal ta'acher, that's also a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa. And also tumah linyan baal ta'acher. So there, the tumah is a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa. I think I just said that, but the. but nevertheless, the fact that the person was mitame himself, so that's a maisa, and that maisa which is siba hechsheris to be over on baal ta'acher. But the avoda of bekotshim b'machsheves pigel, not only is there not an avera in the an etzem ha'avera is not in the avoda, it's not even a hechsher la'avera, it's only a b'shas. So when it's machshir the aver, like throwing the loaf of bread in the sea, like being metame yourself, like buying the chometz, where it's machshir the aver, that you're going to get malchus for the maisa, even though the etzem aver is a lav shein bo maisa. Masha enken, when you're shechting b'machshav is pickle, so there the machshava is merely a b'shas, the shechita, the maisa ha-shechita, which you're not getting malchus for, you're not getting malchus because it's only a b'shas. Be'ei b'shas, you are having the machshava, and the machshava is the ikar avera. So we're now mafchin, we're differentiating between a b'shas and a hachshara. When it's a hechshir la'avera, like in the three examples we gave, you are getting malchus for the ma'isa. And when it's a just a b'shas, but the ikar avera is not that, then you're not getting malchus. Another example would be tamura. And every tamura, there are really two things. We all know that the Torah says that you're not allowed to do tamura. What's tamura? Tamura is that you take an animal, you have two animals, right? Very good. You have one animal is holy, we'll call him ho, and then you have another animal that's not holy, we'll call him no. So you take ho, and then you want to transfer it to no, you want to transfer to the kedushin. So in every tumur, there are really two things. There's the ratzon that a person has that the kodesh should turn into the chulin, because he wants the ho not to be holy anymore, even though in the end that's not what happens. Both animals end up being holy. But there's the ratzon that the kodesh should turn into chulin. And then there's the maisa that the animal that was chulin turns into kodesh. So here also we have a suffix. The suffix is, what is the primary siba that causes the lav? Is it the ratzon that the kodesh should turn into chulin, and the maisa that he's doing in transferring the kedusha is only bebchinas machshir? In other words, that with ratzon that comes through this maisa, he's over on a lav. But what's the ikar lav? The ikar lav is the ratzon. It's his desire that the kodesh should turn into chulin, and not the maisa that through the tamura the chol became kodesh. That's considered a maisa. So do we say that the ikar here is the ratzon, and the ratzon just has to come through a maisa, and that's why you're over on the lav? Or do we say no, that the lav is the maisa that you brought? What was chulin, you brought it into kedusha by transferring the kedusha from the ho to the no, so you made the no into ho also, you made that holy, and the ratzon was only b'pchinas machshir. In other words, the etzem halav is that you brought a maisa of, you did a maisa of kedusha through this ratzon. So again, here we have the shtei sibos, and we have to know what the ikar siba is. Is the ikar the ratzon that you wanted that the kodesh should to turn into chulin, or as the ikar the maisa that the what was chulin actually turned into kodesh? So if the ikar is the that's very important for us to know. Is it a maisa or is it merely a ratzon? And in fact, there are machlokos about this in the Gemara and the Rishonim. If you look at Rav Ami Yosef for Darchei Moshe Derech HaKodesh in Chelek Aleph Perek Tes, so there he discusses this at length. So that's another example of shtei sibos, and we have to know the nafkaminas and the differences for trying to determine what's the ikar and what's not the ikar. So, sweetest friends, today our time is a little bit short. We'd like to continue next time, but just to give you one more example, and this I think is my favorite example in the history of the world, and that is the whole famous chakira of siba or simen. Siba or simen, sometimes you have a question as to some whether something is a siva or a simen. Is it a cause or is it just an indication? So what's an example of this? Treifus. There are 18 treifus, and in all of them it says zahaklal kol shein kamoa chaya treifa. If it was not going to live, if an animal is not going to live for a year, it's a treifa. So we have to know, we have to understand the following suffix. The suffix is that the is the maisa of tarfus, is that a siba? What, let's say the animal has some sort of hole in its veshet. It says in the Gemara, Nikuvas haveshet, upsukas hagargargargeres, nikav krim shalmach. So it has a hole in its brain lining. Okay, I remember when my son was 6 weeks old, he had a delekat krum hamoach. He had an inflammation of the brain lining. And for me, I was a very simple boy. I barely got through ninth grade biology. I didn't even know the brain had a lining. And my son got it infected, but I learned that it's a very important part of the human body, so I'd like to publicly thank the Rabbanu Shalom for the lining of the brain. In any event, so it says that an animal has a hole in his krum hamoach, okay? And is that what causes the treifus? And the fact that it's not going to live, it's going to die within the year, that's a simen in order to tell us how do we know that it's a what's the simen that it's a treifa, that it's not going to live? That's the simen. But the siba, what really causes the tarfus, is the wound, is the hole in the brain lining. Or do we say the opposite? That the sibas ha-treifa, what causes it to be a treifa, is kol she'en kamo chaya, that it's not going to live. And the siman, how do we know that it's not going to live? We know it's not going to live if... And the kol she'en kamo chaya, the fact that it's not going to live, is only a siman. So in other words, what's the siba? Is the siba the wound and the siman that it's not going to live? What really causes it to be called a treifa is the fact that it has this wound. And this, the way we know that it has this... The way we know that it has this wound is if it doesn't live or if it's not going to live. And then when it dies, then you know that it was a treifa. It died within that year. If you have a suffix and it dies within the year, then you can assume it was a treifa. Or do we say no, that the sibas had treifa? What really caused it to be a treifa? The fact that it didn't live. And what was the simen? The simen was that the maisa atarfus, the wound. The wound was the simen, but what really causes it to be a treifa is the siba, is the kol shein kamocha, that it's not going to live. And the nafkamina is if you see in an animal that ba'ofen vaday, one of the yurchas treifas, it has one of the yurchas treifas, and it lives more than 12 months. So here you see, you hear the kasha now. You have an animal, it lives more than 12 months, but it has a simen of treifas. So if you say that the siba that's goring the treifa is that it doesn't live, if that's a siba, and here it lived, so now it's not a treifa, because it lived more than 12 months, that's the siba. So it doesn't matter that it had the simen, but the siba would really cause the treifa isn't there. But if we say that it's only a simen, so this simen is only al pi rov, and this simen is if you have a suffix, that be suffix, you follow the rov. And here you just say that it didn't follow the rov, that it's min hamiut, because it does have the wound. And the wound itself is what causes the treifus. And if you see that it lived more than 12 months, that doesn't bother us, because that doesn't interest us, because in the end it had the siva. And in fact, we find that most Rishonim hold that a vaday treifa doesn't help, even if it lives after 12 months, it's still called a treifa. Why? Because they're holding that the siva for the tarfus is the wound, and not whether or not it's going to live 12 months. 12 months is just a simen to show you that it's a treifa. If you have a suffix as to whether or not it was a treifa and whether this wound was really a wound that made it a treifa and it lived less than 12 months, so you can assume that it was a treifa. That's if you say that it's a siba, tarfus is a siba. But if you have a vadai, you know for a fact that it has a wound that makes it a treifa, and it lives more than 12 months. So the moment you say that the maisa tarfus, the wound itself is the siba, we don't care whether or not there's a simen. We say that it's not part of the rov. Whereas if you say fakeret, if you say that no, the siva is that it didn't live for 12 months. That's the siva, that it doesn't live for 12 months is the siva. So if it lives for 12 months, it doesn't have the siva, because it lived for 12 months, so it's not a treifa. And this chakira of siman or siva, you see all over the place, all over the place. You see, there's a famous Rebbe Chanan about this, about tadlokas, about shlosha kochavim. Is shlosha kochavim of three stars, is that a siman for the night or a siva for the night? And there are many, many other examples, but this is not the time to go into it. Amitza Shem B'Siyata Dishmaya, there's going to be a Sefer appearing, written by a very close friend of mine, where he discusses this at length. So next time you see me, you can ask me the name of the Sefer, and I can tell you, and you can find out more about this wonderful Chakira of Siba or Simen. And in the meantime, I want to wish everybody, all of my sweetest friends, a wonderful and delightful day. Shalom, shalom.